Here. Very good. Please undress and lie down. Oh, don't worry. This won't hurt. I just have to pull out your soul and borrow it for a moment. But I will be gentle. It is just a standard examination. Everyone has to undergo it before taking on such an important job. I have a lot of experience reading souls. It won't be unpleasant while I do it. You may feel a little bit empty while I examine it. A little soulless, so to say. You will still be you, just a bit more basic, instinct-driven. Let me reach in. It looks good. It's average size and weight. This is very interesting. What do we have here? A little shadow on the outside. You know, you could keep this thing a bit cleaner. So many dirty thoughts makes it easy to read. But let's get to the inside, the good part. Everything seems to be in place. There's enough fluid to protect the tissue. Conscience is relatively clear. Not that you need that for the job ahead of you. You seem to be in a strong and healthy place. Great. The checkup's almost done. You know, that even though your soul is not in your body right now, it is still connected to you, right? I can still read you. I guess you don't really worry or feel bad in this state anyway, but this happens to a lot of my patients. They enjoy looking at me. And while I probe around in their souls, they begin to fill their fantasies with me. Because I'm attractive, and that's enough for most guys. And some girls. And in a moment where there's not much guilt or shame left in them, they just enjoy having my undivided attention, being inspected by me, stared at. Not only your bare soul that holds your deepest fantasies and desires, but also your naked body. And shall I tell you a secret? Being a soul pathologist is not the best job, but getting to rummage around in people's fantasies and their reasons behind them. Do you like pain during sex? Do you like to beg? Do you like to have someone in a state of mind where they do exactly what you want? Do you want to have sex with someone you shouldn't? Your best friend's girlfriend? Your art professor? Your mom? Do you want someone to look up at you and beg for your cum? Do you want a threesome with these two hot co-workers? Do you want to fuck someone until they cannot form one clear thought anymore? Do you want to be caught while doing it? Do you want to be desired? Do you want to tie someone down until they scream to be untied? Do you want to be slapped across the face? And what do you think might be the reason for these fantasies? Are you too shy to admit what you want? Do you need someone who forces it out of you? Don't you get enough admiration? Is it hard for you to give up control? Do you always have to care and be responsible for others and just want that to be taken from you. I can see it all when I read you. And the secret is, sometimes it turns me on. So much. Let's be honest. You're hard. I can see your cock getting hard between your thighs. You don't have to hide it. It's making me just as wet. You're thinking about your own fantasies right now. Filling them with my voice and my body. You don't mind if I take my tights off under my skirt, do you? Here, look how wet your fantasies have made me. They are soaked. Let me sit across from you. Spread my legs, pull up my skirt. Can you see my pussy? How I touch it? Does it turn you on to watch me getting off in front of you? There's nothing hotter right now than you rubbing your pre-cum around that hard, thick cock. You look so fucking good, jerking off, and the sounds you make. what's wrong? Don't you like what you did to me after I teased you while you were so vulnerable in your most primal state? Don't feel bad about it. I knew you would do it. I could read it. It's exactly what I wanted. I loved it. You can leave now.